I set out from Reno on this trail by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. I said I'd be running, but I'd take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran into the devil and he loaned me 20 bills. I spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Been out a running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. Took my $20 bill and vanished in the air. Sit out and running, but I'll take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. First one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison babe, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, babe, and one in Cherokee. First one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. Sit out and run, but I'll take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Why I cry away each lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne Marie, she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison babe, the sheriff's on my trail. And if it catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, babe, and one in Cherokee. The first one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. Sit out and run, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Can you hear me over there?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Demon Rob.
Hello, hello. On the air. Hello, welcome to the Grateful Dead. It's my son and I are here for this wonderful, night of music and
to celebrate the weekend.
Celebrate the weekend, absolutely. Yeah. Celebrate the weekend and raise some money for this incredible KXFM that allows these kinds of these musical passions, for us to listen to. So
gotta get you in the
it's
in the
good.
Mic.
My son can say a few words. He can get in here.
Let's introduce you to the audience.
I'm Alex. This is my dad, Tony.
I'm Tony, yeah.
And right. we're big Dead fans, and we're going to bring you a mower of, we were just joking about this, their songs are so long, so we're going to try and bring you as many as we can, because there's some jams, but songs that resonate with us, and maybe we'll tell some stories, and we got a couple sections, we've got some really good openers. We just had Friend of the Devil, which we love, from, I don't know when that one's from, but probably 78, 77, something like that.
I don't know. That was, yeah.
It
says live from Harper College, and if I'm not mistaken, I think that would have been 77.
That's incredible. H-A-P-U-R. That's a great, they played at all these small colleges, and they played at the big universities too, but they played at an incredible, you know, people would travel. I mean, the Deadheads, as they're known, are love. They congregate, and then there's an energy in the city that, you know, where they're going to play that evening, because you never know what you're going to get. You know, they're very, they have a body of music, but it's intertwined and it plays differently and so forth, and so you never know what you're going to get, and there are lovely people around you that are, you know, digging the same vibe, so to speak.
It's so true too. We've experienced that traveling, which will to follow these shows, which has been really a lot of fun for us and a good father bonding experience. But yeah, like I was saying, we're gonna have some couple sections to the show, some good openers. We've got my dad and I like the cowboy song, so we got some cowboy section. There's a version of Sugar Ray that I really love. So,
and you got Peggy O coming up. Tell me about Peggy O.
Peggy O, for me, I was listening to it the other night, and I think Garcia loved folk music, and it was really much from the folk genre that he played. You know, Jack a Roe, which I couldn't find one, but that's another one that is very folk. I mean, that's like a child ballad, I believe. You know, mm-hmm. Sir Francis James Child, who collected English ballads. I mean, it's just, but Garcia turned it around and did it the way that he wanted to do it, you know, and he was a fabulous guitarist, anyway, he died way too soon, but he probably abused himself a little too much, you know, probably, but in the way of drugs, I guess. So, but he was a wonderful player. So, let's listen to something that's coming up next, whatever sounds good, you know. And
Peggy O.
Thank you.
Hey Peggy, if ever I return, your cities I will burn. Destroy all the ladies in me. Hey yo. Come stepping down the stairs, pretty Peggy, oh. Stepping down the stairs, pretty Peggy, oh. Come step on down the stairs, pulling back your yellow hair. Bid a last farewell to you, William Moore. Sweet William, he is dead, pretty Peggy, oh. William, he is dead, pretty Peggy, oh. William, he is dead, and he died for me. And he's buried in the Louisiana country, oh. Fenario, our captain fell in love with the lady like a dove, and he called her by name, pretty Peggy, oh.
All right, calling all Deadheads right now. If you're a Grateful Dead fan and you want to donate to Tony and Alex, there's a couple of different ways to do it. This is, of course, the KXFM Takeover. It's the final day of Takeover, Friday edition. We want to thank them for being in here and sharing the Grateful Dead with us, of course. But if you're a Deadhead, if you like the Grateful Dead and you want to make a donation because of that, 949-715-4859 gets the lobby to answer. And we have operators right now standing by, 949-715-4859. You can directly call and talk to them right here in studio about anything Grateful Dead, a Grateful Dead experience you had at a show. Maybe you ran into one of them at a Grateful Dead show. Wouldn't that have been cool? 949-715-5936 is that number, or you can go online to the website kxfmradio.org. You pull down the link that says Tony and Alex, and you can donate that way. So welcome in, guys. I'm delighted to have you here, and I'm curious, and I've really, when I talk to a Grateful Dead fan, a Deadhead, they have the most loyal fan base of just about any band. I've had friends that have followed them from city to city to concert.
Well, it is.
To concert.
It's kind of like a tribe. And like I said earlier, is that when you go to a city on the day of the concert,
right. There's
a certain excitement because all of those Deadheads have come together, you know, that they wanted to. They didn't know, you know, and every concert's different, you know. You never know what you're going to hear.
All walks of life.
When was your first Dead show?
Oh God, it was 73, I think, when I was at Berkeley, and I went to Winterland to see it. That somebody took me to Winterland, you know, which was so. But then, you know, I mean, there have been concerts, you know. I mean, the one that Alex and I went to in Austin was incredible, you know. And Austin's a great town, and they were there, and there was a lot of energy. We've done
it's a nice father son bonding experience. We've traveled
right. To
you know, especially with the resurgence of Dead and Company, and me being a fan of John Mayer and turning my dad onto my whole family onto Mayer. So really kind of sparked our interest to say, let's go to a cool place and see him. So we've been all over the country, and it's totally true. There's this fervor, you know,
right.
There's like this energy, this buzz. I mean, we always joke about, you know, it's never, there's nothing like a Dead show. And
right.
we were at the Hollywood Bowl, and the
and the crowd was going like this. And I've only seen that one other time, and it was with Harry Styles, the Harry Styles concert. So, you know,
the true wave,
the true wave. Like the crowd was like an ocean,
right?
Just wild. So it's fun.
Were you hooked after the first show? The very first time you saw them, were you hooked right then and there? Were you hooked that night?
Well, I was hooked before because Jerry died when I was six.
Okay.
So I never saw the original members together. I've seen renditions of them with Lesh and with Mayer. But for me, it started with, I was a big fan of Dave Matthews. And so I got that jamming sense from them. And then, you know, in studying, I remember in college, I would be up writing papers late and just put on Dark Star or put on St. Stephen and just crank it on. And when I was studying for the bar, it was Sugar Ray, which is why it's on the list. So it's just easy to listen to and pound through. And then, you know, he would play it all the time too. So,
right.
But it's so nice that I never forced him to listen to the Dead or like the Dead or whatever. It's just, it's something that, you know, you
either get it or you don't.
You either are on the bus or off the bus, basically, you know,
right.
I mean, which is Neil Cassidy, you know, and Ken Kesey was, you know, started this whole, you know, thing with the Dead were the house band at the acid tests and so forth back in 64, 65 and so forth. And then that whole thing that happened in Haight-Ashbury and just the music. I mean, it was an incredible explosion of music, but they were always a band that kept their, they were together. They lived together. They basically, there's a family, you know, and when people, like on a concert, when
five
you go to a concert.
Five fingers of the glove, right?
Five fingers of the glove, absolutely. Right. No one wants to be, you know, a prominent, you know, fancy guy, and, you know, they're the guy that gets all the notoriety to whatever. When they play, and then, like, John Mayer said, you know, about a Grateful Dead song, it's not the beginning or the end, it's what's in the middle,
It's cohesion and creativity all at the same time, you know,
and
it's just the ability to, you know, and we both love jazz.
Right.
So the ability for them to riff and, you know, it's not
free form,
but it's not necessarily commercial radio friendly.
I don't think we're going to listen any of that tonight.
No, but that's
for another night.
Improvisation is just so
the
beautiful.
Improvisation is remarkable, you know, and the cohesion of the band and so forth. But
which is funny because when you think of, we were just naming famous Deadheads who you would never think, and everyone always thinks of Walton. Right.
Right. Bill
because
Walton.
And he sticks out like a sore thumb and, you know, he's always there in the back row. We've met him a couple times, but, you know, then you think about like Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
Right.
Deadhead. Or, right. There you
Deadhead.
Go.
Deadhead. She's so coiffed all the time in her suits and her big hair. And it just doesn't make sense. And then we talked about Al Franken, who we love, but it's all walks of life, you know, Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson and Coulter.
And Coulter. There you go. Right.
You know, so it's just, It's a love of their music, and I think their communication among them is what creates the desire to listen to their music because it's a really very special combination of you know, tunes and the way they play them and the way, and they're always different.
And we want to hear from Laguna and hear, you know, what they love about the Dead, and if there are any Deadheads out there. I mean, we're here to raise money, but we want to know if they're Deadheads in Laguna.
I have my Deadheads on the morning show, so I would right now implore you to call in and talk to these two guys at 949-715-5936. The next song is El Paso, and you said that was part of a cowboy block. Is that the right thing?
Yeah, cowboy block. So we my dad's always loved Bobby Weir, and he's loved those you know, these old romancing cowboy songs about...
Like Marty Robbins.
Marty Robbins wrote El Paso,
was the guy that wrote those. And he was obviously an incredible country singer, you know. And then the Dead took it and, you know, Bobby Weir made it his own. You know, now it's a staple, right. You know, that the Dead play.
So, this is a collection of, I don't know, two or three, I think. Yeah. And, you know.
Hey, you got a call. You guys going to take a call?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Before we go into a song, let's take a call.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. You're on with Tony and Alex.
Oh, hi, Tony and Alex. It's Vanessa.
Oh, hey, hi, Vanessa. How are you?
This is my sister. Hello.
So she's turning into a deadhead, maybe. Yeah. I guess.
We'll see. I am. I wanted to call in and say you guys are doing a great job. And
how are you listening? Share that on the,
you
on
guys
the internet?
Have shared. Yeah, on the internet. Yeah, nice. I don't have radio, but nice. But cool. I wanted to just share that you guys have turned me on to the Dead. I've been to two shows with you guys. I know you. Yeah. Two of you have been to a million more, but you know, it's always a fun vibe. And I, you know, appreciate you guys, you know, sharing your love of it for me. And it's always been fun to experience the Dead with you two who are just so into it.
Well said.
Well, here's the man who has kept the band together, I guess. And you know, we lost Jerry Garcia, unfortunately, early, in 95, but then since then we have Bobby Weir, who's gonna be, he's the prominent singer in these next two or three songs, and these songs are, you know, they're just staples of anything you'd ever go to, and they have so much emotion, and they're just great songs, you know. So I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Thanks,
Vanessa,
for calling.
Vanessa,
we love you.
Thank you.
No problem. Great job, guys. Bye.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rosa's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would burn. Back of the night were the eyes of Felina. You could end evil while casting a spell. My love was strong for this Mexican maid. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, while the West Texas ring. Dashing and daring and drinking, we're sharing with the wicked Felina. So in anger, I challenged his wrath for the love of this maid. Went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. Some young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment, I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, that was to run. Up through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. He'd be good one, he looked like a good one. Up on his back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso, up through the Badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. But it's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did ride, alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me, but nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. Catch me, I've got to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong for our feet, a deep burning pain in my spine. as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die. One little kiss and feeling a good
So the biggest venue you've seen them at with probably the biggest crowd. Do you remember something? Do you remember that?
Dodger Stadium big.
That's for me, but for you, wasn't it at the new where the Niners play, or Folsom Field in Boulder?
No, I never saw them up there, but I mean. I was reading today that they have the largest show, and this was back east somewhere, 107,000 people.
Yeah.
The largest concert ever together in the United States. But most of the time, there's this one really cool T-shirt that was out there where they played all these small baseball stadiums.
Yeah, like, you know, division, or not division, you know, AAA, double A,
minor league baseball.
Yeah. And this T-shirt, and they were about eight of them, and they just, so they choose venues, which is very cool. You know, they don't go to the, you know.
They can play wherever they want.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They like playing in these small venues that have kind of an energy of their own too, you know.
Right. I'll say, yeah, probably Dodger Stadium there. The most, Probably the most raw, primordial energy was at Red Rocks.
Okay.
Which is
a great location for a show.
But hilarious story, he was freezing. He had to take my coat, and then it started snowing. It was like 38 or 30, or it was so cold. It was sub 40.
Right.
We sound like.
But I remember going up to Ventura. There was on like almost on the pier in Ventura,
yeah, that's
and
awesome.
They played. There was a stadium up there, that, you know, they choose some really really cool spots. You know, they played it at Poly Pavilion when I was in school there, and that was very cool. You know, you just walk across the street and there was a dead show there, you know, which was very cool.
So if you're jonesing for a dead show, if you're wanting to see a dead show and you just maybe months away from one or whatever, weeks away from one, can you see a tribute band?
No.
And right. Oh, that was a quick no.
Well, there is this one that this guy told me about that just played at the Chart House or whatever it is here, called Jazz Is Dead.
Okay.
And I guess they're doing a very jazzy kind of thing, and they're very good, you know. Right. I mean, but I didn't get to see them this time. But apparently they're very good.
But Alex, definitely a no for you.
No.
All right, I get it. I totally get it.
Purist. Sorry.
You'd rather go. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to go. I mean, particularly
it's
after.
It's not the same, man.
Not the same. And then since John Mayer has really. You know, locked into the vibe, and they've now allowed him to sing, which at the beginning they didn't, but you know, but he gets his share of the songs now, and he's an extraordinary guitar player. I mean, the way he gets the notes up the neck of the guitar are just, you know, incredible. I mean, he's really superb, and he just loves
the
music.
He's not a replacement. It's an interesting
change
you know? That right. works
right
you know
and well he's into it
were, yeah. when he first got on the scene of being part of the band, were you hesitant, reluctant to accept him as a member of the band?
No, I thought that it would be, you know, we all know that Jerry's voice was shot, you know, late 80s, early 90s, right? So a lot of the songs were just him, you know. His voice was gone.
Right.
So I was, you know, John Mayer's got a different, more poppy voice, but it was an interesting one to have, to be included. And I think he's done a couple songs like Althea, he really likes, Lady with a Fan, Terrapin Station. I mean, he likes, he does a couple good ones.
Yeah,
He does. And it's a new twist on it. So I was into it, and he's, I mean, come on, practices guitar like 6 hours a day. You know,
he's gonna be playing,
and you know, it's cool. He has his own. You know, he's from the Stevie Ray Vaughan camp, right? So he's more of that bluesy kind of
syrupy hard Texas thing. Yeah.
And so he brings that, you know, to the shows, and so he hits the notes and bends them a little differently than Jerry did, but it's a nice twist. So
So I'm going to go back to 1972 and a concert in Oregon, and Mexicali Blues is the song. Tell me about Mexicali Blues.
Yeah, it's one of those you know, I think it's Marty Robbins also who is, I could be wrong on that, who wrote it, but it's definitely one of the old country songs, you know, country and western songs, and that tells a story, you know, that is not elongated where, you know, they're jamming forever, but they play it, but it's sung with such great passion. Bob Weir loves that kind of country, you know, western kind of
western,
you know,
swing.
Western swing
that conveys a story.
Yeah, yeah. So. They're story songs that are just great, western songs that are beautiful.
All right, we're here with Tony and Alex and All Things Dead. So 949-715-5936 if you'd like to talk to them directly, or if you can, you want to text the word takeover to that same number. That'll drop down their link, and you can donate to the radio station that way, or go to kxfmradio.org and look for their Tony and Alex link. Let's play it now, Mexicali Blues.
One, two, three. Flies and children on the street, and I catch a glimpse of black-eyed girls who giggle when I smile. There's a little boy that wants to shine my feet, and in 3 days riding Bakersfield, and I don't know why I came. I guess I came to keep from paying dues. So instead I've got a bottle and a girl that's just 14 and an empty case of the Mexicali Blues. Yeah. Jean, and she was fresh in town. I didn't know a state line ran from hell. She had a raven hair, a ruffled dress, a necklace made of gold, all the French perfume you'd care to smell. She took me up into her room, whispered in my ear, "Won't my friend do anything you'd choose?" Now I plan for those happy hours I spent there in her arms. Five times worth of the Mexicali Blues. Jane was waiting when he came. She told me he would take her if I didn't use my gun. I'd have no one but myself to blame. I went down to those dusty streets, blood was on my mind. I guess that stranger hadn't heard the news. 'Cause I shot first and killed him, though he didn't even draw. And it made me trade the gallows for the Mexicali Blues.
there on horseback in the dark, just riding and running across those desert sands. Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe, right being the point, just about halfway. Didn't you know it was the hottest part of the day? I took the horses up to the stall, went to the barroom, ordered drinks for all. 3 days in the saddle, know my body hurt. In summer, I took off my shirt and I tried to wash off some of that dust of dirt. West Texas cowboys, oh, they's all around. We're lingering money, oh, they load it down. Soon after payday, no, it seemed a shame. You know my uncle, he's Dr. Friendly Game. He won a low jack and the winner take the hand. Got sore. One of them called him, and then two more accused him of cheating. Well, oh no, it couldn't be. I know my uncle, he's as honest as me. Hey, I'm as honest as the Denver man could be. That's me. One of them cowboys, oh, he starts to draw, and I shot him down low. He never saw. Shot me in there, well, that baby won't go over. Confusion, my uncle grabbed the gold. He don't have to hightail it down to Mexico. Cause of those cowboys, I love the gold. Love my uncle, God rest his soul. Taught me good love, taught me all I know. Taught me so well. Well, I grabbed that gold and I left his dead hat there by the side of the road.
But enough about me. Let's talk about you for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
It's 5:43. We are right in the middle of the takeover for Tony and Alex. It's All Things Grateful Dead. It's a fantastic playlist, by the way. Thank you for curating such a cool playlist of some of your favorite songs.
You're welcome.
It's hard to just pick, you know.
That was going to be my question. Yeah. So with all of the great music, and you came in here floating with like tons of live CDs, how did you narrow it down to just...
Well, what's really interesting is that looking through some things, you know, in advance of this experience, there was a section about the 10 most favorite records or songs of each Deadhead, so to speak,
right?
And they were all different.
Right.
They're very, very seldom. There might have been one or two songs that were on other lists and so forth, but they just, you know, they affect people differently, and people have their own favorites, which is so cool. You know, that you know, they've been moved by a certain song, you know, which is very cool.
And you know, they don't really have, there's only one or two songs I can think of that are viably radio plays.
Right.
Truckin' and Touch of Grey.
Truckin'
and Touch of Grey are the two that really come to mind. So yeah. I didn't want to do those. And then, you know, we like the cowboy songs, which we talked about. So we did that. And then, you know, other meaningful songs. And we had a a list that we whittled down. And there's a lot of good stuff on there, but you try to.
Cassidy is another is another one, which
not everything made the cut. Right. We don't have enough time.
We're almost out of time.
You're good.
We're good. I'm saying good for all we want.
Cassidy is an incredible, which is written about Neil Cassidy, and you know, he was the driver of the bus, the Further bus, you know, which it was psychedelically painted and so forth, and that's what created the tribe, you know, feeling of people just, you know, you were there, and Neil Cassidy
and part
was
of
you
it.
Know, yeah. was he you know he was Kerouac's, you know,
right.
Dean Moriarty and On the Road, I think, and he was in the Dharma Bums and so forth. I mean, you know, he was a friend of Kerouac's. He was a friend of Kerouac's and a friend of I'm trying to think of the other poet's name now.
Ginsberg.
Ginsberg, Allen Ginsberg. Yeah, there you go.
Alex, you mentioned Touch of Grey, and the Touch of Grey came out during the MTV era when MTV was popping, and they cut a video for it. I don't know if I've seen it. They cut a video for it, and the friends that I had that at the time were just diehard Deadheads felt a little sellout because they were into the MTV and they were doing the video. But it's a good song.
Garcia was in a white suit with a white bow tie and so forth.
Did you feel that was a kind of a sellout?
I thought that was a bit of a sellout period.
They wanted to capitalize on it. It was produced.
They had to pay the band.
It was definitely produced, but then you go to different shows once they start to travel around, you know, and now it's very exciting, you know. Unfortunately, it's their last tour, according to this tour. But that's
this version.
They'll reinvigorate themselves and have other players and so forth. But providing Bob Weir stays alive, who has been one of our wonderful singers.
Well, I will say though that you know, not many songs are commercial. In the typical sense, and that's kind of why there's been, I don't want to say stigma because that's the wrong word, but certainly it's turning your nose up at the Dead. I don't know. It's not commercial, right? It's not mainstream, and so that's when it's fun when you see all these all walks of life coming to a show. You know, it's like you never know
the space music and Dark Star and so forth.
It's not 3 minutes and, you know.
Right, exactly.
Commercial.
It's longer and you have to try to, you know, find some people that are going to. Some people just like those really quick little shows, you know.
Right.
You know, songs that are over that get played on the radio.
Nobody's making music.
They're never going to be a radio band except here.
They're currently making it, but no one is producing that kind of amazing explosion of music from you know, Northern California.
But they
that
will
just
fill
doesn't...
out. There, I think they've got, you know, I don't know, 20 venues or something, you know, on this tour, and they will sell out each of them, and you know, create this beautiful vibe in each city where they're playing, and every band or every night it'll be different.
Right.
It's never going to be like from that. We're going to start off with this song and end with this song.
I've always appreciated that. I mean, I saw Harry Styles, which we were talking about, The Wave, and it's, you know, it's too bad because he has 4 or 5 albums out now. He could do a different rendition or a different mix of songs every night. The Dead, I mean, we've seen them multiple nights in a row. It's always a different set. Right.
You consider it like an ocean wave crashing the shore. Yeah, the next one's beautiful, but it's different than the last one.
Yeah.
And then each one is right.
Definitely this
is,
different than the last one. And they're going to play differently each night.
And that's why you want to go and just see them, because it's every night. I mean, other than space and drums, every night is different.
If you want to hear the band, I mean, because you don't know what's, but that's the excitement of, I think, too,
you know, you talk about Garcia and how he's just such a player, right? We were talking about mandolin. Banjo, all the kinds of guitars. You get a wide variety of universal music, right? Which is cool. You attract a lot of different. A lot of different people. So it's definitely fun.
Oh, he was an incredible player. Yeah. I mean, there's a group here called the our the pizza tapes, which are the three of, you know,
who's the third guy?
There's Tony Rice, I think is his name, and they're in Garcia's kitchen, and apparently the pizza guy stole this tape that brought the pizza that night or whatever. So this is called the pizza tapes.
Yeah.
I think that's the correct, you know, rendition. But he plays like, you know, House of the Rising Sun and Shady Grove and stuff. He was a beautiful acoustic player as well as an incredible electric guitar.
And it's actually kind of funny because, you know, I was a fan of Mayer before he did Dead & Company. And then he did Dead & Company. And he bought into this is another great thing about Dead shows, and people that have been know, but people that don't, there's a halftime.
Right.
So you do two full hour and a half sets, and there's a halftime. Mayer incorporated that into his act and started doing, you know, all electric, then I'm going to do acoustic, then I'm going to bring the whole band back together. So, you know, he definitely wore off.
Right.
They wore off on him, which is cool to see. And, you know, he's continuing the dream today.
Right. So my brother loved the Dead. And when he moved out of the house, he somehow left an album. He left the Europe 72 live album at the house.
My favorite.
I picked it up and put it on. And that was an album I kept almost, I may still have it.
I have it on vinyl.
It's a great album. It was just more produced. It was a great album.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean, what's really great about it is that there are, you know, they went around for a couple of years. And they went to England, Hungary,
Copenhagen, France,
Germany, and they go to these big halls, right? Like these big halls and where they have beer gardens and all the Lederhosen and everything, this like great areas. And
the interesting part is that they're deadheads
around the world. Yeah. But the album covers are my favorite there because they're all different and they're all trippy. You know, one is of Garcia's German Shepherd with headphones on. Another is like a big gumshoe, boot. You know?
Well, it's definitely, you know, psychedelia is part of the music, but they've also, that's why we've just listened to some of the country stuff that wasn't psychedelic, but that is the second round. The second round of, you know, the second half of each show is generally more
spacey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy that was invited was, he said, well, I even got invited to the entertainment tent behind the stage during the halves, you know, which you can imagine what's in the entertainment tent, you know.
More like what's not in the tent.
Right, exactly. What isn't in there?
Yeah.
We're about to play Jack Straw off the Europe 72 album.
Which is the essence of the you can share the women, you can share the wine, because we've done shared all of mine, you know.
There you go.
Which is basically, it's a communal kind of situation. Yeah. I love this song.
All right, we'll be back on the other side.
We can share the women, we can share the wine. We can share what we got of yours, 'cause we done shared all of Thank you.
first 4th day of July. Sun so hot, the clouds so low, the eagles fill the sky.
That was pretty good. And that went by fast. That was absolutely speeding by. Coming up to the top of the 6 o'clock hour, I'm here with Tony and Alex. And we're just finishing up their set. And man, I could not thank you enough for sharing this cool music with us today.
Thank you for having us. Keep donating,
thank
please.
Thank you so much. Yeah, donate because it's a beautiful station and it has beautiful, a beautiful collection of people that work here to produce this.
And we were just talking about this is a place that's playing what you don't hear everywhere else. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool because we need more of that.
We do. We need to have all of the music that you don't hear.
And
that is available to hear that people have selected that love it. And
how about if we walk you guys out the door with Sugary?
My favorite. Here we go.
Beautiful. Thank you again for coming. We really appreciate you being here. Tony and Alex, thanks.
Thank you.
Pull our body down.